the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 440. All's Fair in Middling Fair.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the third annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love it.
That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast.
It's time for part 20 of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story. Hey, this is the end. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's, spell it right, say it right. And it's been my job to narrate this story. And I did a mighty fine job, if I ask me, and I do. In our last episode, Finkelstein's monster, better known simply as Fink, Dr. Mild, and Sweet Tooth Sam were trying to come up with a plan to rescue the Baron, who had been captured at the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers during their heist of the Monster Hunter's weapons. Meanwhile, at the hotel, the Rapper was discovered by Abby Fallmacher, owner of the hotel, and the Little Wicker Basket Company. They're everywhere. The Rapper made its case to Abby that the monsters were just trying to protect themselves. Abby, a longtime friend of the Baron and major patron of the Middling Fair Police, seemed moved and vowed to help. And it looks like she did. As we open, Abby, the Baron, a police officer, and the Monster Hunters, Van Heflin, Dr. Wichter, and Igor Spanner, are standing by a police car on the road behind the Middling Fair Municipal Airport and Circus Clown Disposal Facility.
Come on now, it's 8 o'clock. Where are they?
I don't think they're going to show.
No. That's the invisible man you're thinking of.
Don't worry. My boys will be here.
Let's hope so. I had to call in a lot of favors to make this happen.
And I do appreciate it, my dear Abby.
Suddenly, Dr. Miles' taxi van appeared in the distance. It approached and pulled up facing the police car, leaving a sizable gap between the vehicles.
Hello, dear lady, gentlemen of the law, and you guys.
Enough of your small talk. Where are our weapons?
Fink?
Stuff here.
So, how you figure this is gonna go down?
Simple, which is what I think you would best understand. Fink will walk to the center of the space between our cars carrying the weapons. He'll put them down on the ground. The Baron will walk over here. When he's safely with us, Fink will walk away from the weapons. I don't trust them.
Have one of them come over here. That way, we'll have a hostage until we get our weapons back.
In that case, I would have to insist you have one of your team come over here as a hostage until we have our compatriot back.
Then you need to send over two from your side.
And likewise, two would need to come over here.
These things get heavy.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Just go with the original plan.
Everyone shrugged their reluctant approval. Fink walked toward the center of the space between the two cars and carefully laid the weapons down on the ground. Or as carefully as he can.
Your move.
Well, my dear, it appears it is time for me to go. Again.
You always make life interesting, Baron.
I try.
The Baron kissed Abby's hand and walked slowly over to the taxi van.
Right, Fink. You can come back.
Fink turned and started back to the van.
Quick, we can get the weapons and get the monsters too. Go, 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 go!
The monster hunters rushed toward their hunting weapons.
Hurry up, Fink!
Too late! We have our weapons.
That's all I wanted to hear. You're under arrest.
What?
Aren't these the weapons you said were stolen?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how it works where you come from, but here in Middling Fair, we don't take kindly to people accepting stolen merchandise. Let's go. Into the fully paid for by Abby Fallmacher squad car.
But they're the monsters! This is insane!
Welcome to Middling Fair.
I'm gonna hire myself a cheap lawyer.
What just happened?
Abby, I have a feeling you had something to do with this.
Thank your friend, the rapper. It was his plan. Speaking of that, rapper?
Roger, Abby.
Across the field, the rapper slowly unwrapped itself from a large object. It was an airplane.
Flight for Dayton, now boarding at runway 1.
Thank you, miss.
No problem.
But again, I remind you, we are right here.
The rapper said you'd all want to go to Dayton. Not sure why.
A friend of ours there is in a bit of a jam, and we're going to see if we can help. My dear Abby, we are forever in your debt.
I'll remember that the next time you're in town. Now go.
And what about my taxi?
Just go.
Final boarding call for Dayton.
Do you really have to use that thing?
Not all the time, but it's fun. You're all clear, Frankie. Have a good flight.
Well, things can finally get back to normal around here.
Is that an alien spaceship landing over by the Middling Fair solar panel farm and Hot Wheels car wash?
Welcome to Middling Fair.
So is this the end? Oh, yeah, actually it is. Get out of here.
Special appearances this episode by Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of shows, located at SaturdayMorningMedia.com, and Paul Barry from the Window to the Magic podcast, located at WindowToTheMagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.